Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Married or Single, we were taught that a Christian wife demonstrates godly wisdom through submission. Well, follow along today as we continue that thought.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, let's consider one more passage in this light, and that's the very next chapter of Proverbs, chapter 9, and verses 1 through 3. And I want you to again pay attention to the use of the words she and her. Now, by the way, ladies, if you just want to have some fun with your husband, say, God looks at my position as being wise and being the wisdom in this relationship. Now, he may have a hard time with that, but it can be fun. But in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, we read this: wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maiden. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Now, in a nutshell, we see that wisdom gets the job done. You see, she hath. Wisdom gets the job done. So why does God refer to wisdom as a she? But whereas he refers to himself in the masculine. Because when God created the heaven and the earth, he gave us the opportunity to be able to find out the knowledge of witty inventions. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 12. The Bible is clear that wisdom comes from God, and he gives it to those who will ask rightly. And we see that in James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, in our blessed King James Bible. And I like that passage because it says this. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So now as we look at that passage, we begin to see that God wants us to have wisdom. And with wisdom, whether you're a man or a woman, you greatly express the position that we have in Christ. But again, it's a position of submission. Now, ladies, you demonstrate that for your husband, for your children, and for the world. You demonstrate godly wisdom through submission and obedience. Now, we look again at Proverbs 8, 33 through 36, because this gift, being from God, can grow as we are to grow in wisdom. There we read, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, that is, being the word, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Oh, my friend, that is so, so much of a principle of God's Word, a doctrine of God's Word, a teaching of God's Word to get down. It's that you get in the Word, you think on the Word. Finally, my brethren, Philippians 4:8 says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any praise, there be any virtue, think on these things. And wow, you know, that is good doctrine to follow in your life. Think on those things, the things of God, and it'll give you the wisdom that you need. So now, as a wife, these things in you are clean, noble, and they get the job done. A wise woman then fulfills Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. The aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now, when you read that passage, jump over to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, keeping all these things in mind about wisdom, and you're representing what a local church is to be to Christ and what an individual in their relationship to Christ is to be. In 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 5, we read this. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, that they may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even with a husband who is an unbeliever, or he is a hard man, the actions of the wife show the Christ spirit in her in long-suffering. She teaches and cares for her children, as seen in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. But she does it as unto the Lord. One of the best evidences in a wife's life that she is a Christian who truly loves God is that she is subjected to her husband because she loves God with all her heart. She also does the work of ministry in which she gives it her best as unto the Lord and supports her husband in ministry. Now, men need to see this as well. No matter your age, little child to senior adult, you need to seek unto this wisdom, that is, the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of this world. We should not expect any more subjection, men, from a wife, or a Christian employer from an employee. We should not expect any more subjection from them than we have to the Lord. As a bride of Christ, our number one goal is seen in Psalm 86 and verse 12. And in Psalm 86:12, we read this, "I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore." Why is my goal to glorify his name forever? Psalm 86:13 is why. "For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell." Finish the job that God gives you to do. Seek his will daily. This way, you'll learn and know and practice the wisdom that is from above. James 3:17 says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." The wisdom that a lady demonstrates is that wisdom that walks with God, that wisdom that does his will, that wisdom that loves her husband, loves her children, submits herself, because she realizes that her vocation in life is actually demonstrating what a Christian should be in relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, ladies, if you have a hard time with submission, you have a hard time with some of these things that have been mentioned so far, let me encourage you just to get by yourself, get alone with God and pray, and then go to God's house and go to that altar when the pastor gives the invitation. And you don't have to talk to anybody particularly. Just get down there and pray and ask God for his power and ask God for his help. Don't forget Hannah. I imagine she had prayed for a child many times. But we find in 1 Samuel that it's when she goes to the house of the Lord and she prays that God is moved and he grants that she shall have children. And she ends up having not only Samuel, but five more beside. And so, understand, God can do exceedingly above what we think and even above what we ask. So, ladies, again, understand you're representing Jesus Christ. But now, you know, we've looked at the ladies. Now, men, it's time to look to you as well. And I hope that you men will listen. And by the way, these messages will be on our website. And we may even have the booklet on booklets written by Pastor Andy Bloom. They may even be on the website. I'm not sure. But if it is, it may be on this, and then you could download it free. You wouldn't even have to buy it. And so if that's what you'd like to do, I would encourage you to do that. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.